Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us here on our podcast.
This new research says you develop fashion sense at 7 years old. Not that you're good at it, but then the styles that you're into then kind of replicate themselves now. Sounds a little bizarre. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Peggy's with us. What do you think?
Hi. Went through this stage where everything had to match, like pink and gray. I was big into pink and gray, khaki and brown. And I remember my sisters always teasing me, like, are you ever going to wear anything else? And to this day, I'm still like, oh, that looks nice.
Oh, see? It's built in.
Yeah. But now my daughter, who's 11, she's got her own unique styles. Sometimes things don't match. And I just look at her like, yeah, go for it, girl.
Do your thing.
You
be you. You do you, boo-boo.
I was wearing jeans, sneakers, and sweatshirts and t-shirts when I was 7.
Uh-huh.
And guess what I'm wearing today? Jeans, sweatshirt, and sneakers.
Congratulations are in due. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty, I noticed that you had an anniversary recently. Mm. Congratulations, you and Jason.
Congratulations.
Yes. Please do not speak directly to me from now on.
Oh.
Kinkle Fritz.
Why? Wait, huh?
Because I am now famous.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You can speak to my people. My husband and I just celebrated our 12-year anniversary, and we did a anniversary video. Most of it kind of joking, and we happened to go semi-viral online with our little video.
How viral have you gone?
Let me check the number of views that we're up to at this point.
Because I just watched it.
260,000 views almost.
What?
Yep.
260,000 views?
In 2 days. Yeah, it just suddenly picked up steam.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah. So the overwhelming majority of people loved this. Like, we were joking about, you know, well, we talked about, like, me making him give me the ring immediately when we picked it up, and we kind of jokingly bickered, and then at the end he was like, help me, just silly stuff. But we've discovered the nasty part of having a lot of views on a video, and that is the really hateful comments that come with it.
Oh, no.
You know, there are so many things that happened because we go online with social media that never happened 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a whole new world for us all. You put something out there, you're going to get some atta girl and, hey, go you. And you're also going to get, wow, that was an awful looking shirt. Or that, I mean, they just pick you apart.
Right. Yeah, they really do. So we did get a number of comments, everything from appearance to really just nasty assumptions about our relationship. And I will say, you know, so far those are few and far between given the number of comments on the video, which I was happy to see. But at first I was a little bit bummed, and then I thought, no, here is how we are going to deal with those. So the first thing I did is I said a prayer for that person, because as we have discussed on the show, hurt people.
Mm.
And to go online and to just say something so nasty about somebody you don't even know, you're in a dark place. Like that's just, I think that takes a really not a good place to be in, to want to do something like that. And rather than feed what that person was trying to do, I immediately deleted the comment because I didn't want to give them any more attention, and I certainly didn't want the people who were enjoying the video to go after them.
Yeah.
So said a prayer that whatever was going on that made them want to do that, God would change that in their life, and then just get rid of it altogether. So that's how I'm dealing with those comments. And
now, can we see the video?
Yes, you can see it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FLRMornings.
Yeah, or you can just go to Facebook and type in FLRMornings.
You can do that too. Yep.
And so that way that you can forgive me for what I'm about to say then.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm just joking. I'm not going to. You noticed things changing for you since the pandemic. Obviously changed a lot of lifestyles for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How else has it changed? Patty's with us. Tell us.
Okay, the other day I was in my laundry room looking for our Easter baskets for our kids, and I ran across the iron. I have not used my iron in almost 2 years now. So I'm thinking I can sell it in a yard sale. We don't iron anymore. So that was the thing that has affected me, that before everything had to be ironed.
Right.
Even going to church, or kids' clothes had to be pressed. But I have not, I don't even know if it even works anymore. So, and I've only gotten so casual, you know, it's leggings.
Yeah.
And sweatpants, and even at church, you know, casual dresses. We don't dress as.
No.
Sometimes I miss that, but I don't miss the iron.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people probably broke out their irons for Easter this past weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't even do that. Well, we bought new clothes, so we just had to cut the tags off.
Hey, I'm Darren with We Are Messengers, and if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help people find hope and keep the station on the air, you're helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Time for that good news of the day. This is Family Life Radio, Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. And we'd love to hear your story of how God is working in your life. Our number is 888-888-9976.
And Patty, you wanted to share how God really showed up when you needed him most recently?
A few weeks ago, my 18-year-old daughter died unexpectedly.
Oh, my.
And today is my first day back to work. So I think God is just helping me overcome by just reminding me of his word and just reassuring me that he's with me always, and that she's with him. You know, he's taking care of her.
What a blessing to have that peace and assurance.
Yeah, definitely. I don't understand how you couldn't have that hope and go on, you know, if you didn't have Jesus in your life. I just don't know.
Well, as you head to work this morning, I think that as I just listen to you and just your tone of voice, you are going to probably be perplexing a lot of people, because they're going to look at you and go, why are you so at peace?
Yeah.
God's the only answer.
Yeah.
I can't fathom going through that.
Well, God bless you. You will certainly have a witness today.
Right.
And the opportunity to share where true peace and comfort come from.
Right.
Our daughter had a witness far beyond her years. She had special needs, but was always positive, just never let anything get her down. And she just shone the light of Jesus everywhere she went. So much so that when she passed away, our local newspaper did a front page story about her life and what an impact she had in the community.
Wow,
and so
beautiful.
One of the things we've seen and have helped us is people who have shared stories with us and said what an impact she had on them. And even if they didn't know Jesus, they said she had a light about her that just shone everywhere she went.
Well, it sounds like she sure was Jesus to other people.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Patty, thank you so much. We're going to be praying for you, Patty, okay?
Thank you. My daughter's name was Faith Ann.
That's pretty.
Yep,
that is
all
pretty.
One word, Faith Ann.
Love it. Well, thank you for including us in your family and, you know, giving us a call on your way in this first day. And
yep.
God bless you as you go. And thank you for sharing Faith Ann with us.
Thank you.
I know you've heard this song. Family Life Radio artist Tasha Layton talking about those lies that the enemy leads us to believe. I think we all believe them. And how do you counteract that? This is what she had to say.
When you learn how to deal with your lies, I do think that when you start to deal with that and learn how to process warding off the lies of the enemy and the attacks in our lives, on our mind and our hearts, I think you can learn to start doing it in the moment, to say something that maybe would have offended us before, we ward it off at the past, to say, no, the enemy's trying to get in my head right now. And that's what the song, Look What You've Done, it says, I thought I was too broken, now I see you were breaking new ground inside of me. And it talks about digging the roots up of the things that are keeping us bound and keeping us stuck and letting him pull that stuff out of us, and it's painful. But at the end of it, there's freedom. At the end of it, there's life.
Right.
And more abundantly. And it's awesome.
You know, maybe you're a little bit like me, noticing the weather changing and it's warming up and staying light longer. And wow, I started to see the clutter in the house and started to attack it. Just getting it done. Maybe you too have been feeling like you need to get it done. But here's the deal. How do I get my husband to like notice all of my hard efforts? This is where I get stuck, because I'm like, I've been working really hard all day here.
You know, my wife does the same thing. I'll come home and she'll say statements like, you probably don't notice it, but I've been working really hard.
Yeah. Did you see how I got all the cabinets cleaned up and I dusted and mopped? And, and he's like, oh, that's nice. No. No, no. I dusted and I mopped, cleaned the bathrooms. Come on now.
So I hear what's going on.
What?
You're searching for an atta girl, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sally needs a cookie.
I do. Sally needs a cookie.
And you know, I also just realized, you're acting like a guy.
Yes, she is. It's what my husband does when he... Did you see I did one load of laundry, honey?
I do the exact same thing. Honey, I unloaded the dishwasher. But what do you want, an award?
Right? Let me throw you your own little ticker tape parade.
Exactly.
Sir.
Yes, please.
Sally wants an attagirl. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that joy report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Well, tell us what's going on.
Yesterday, we had a problem with our garage door. My husband comes out and we looked at it. How are we going to pay for this? We just don't have the money. So I had been saving all kinds of my junk jewelry for the longest time, for like 20 years. And I said, well, let's go see what we can get for this. We called around and we tried to get prices for garage doors, and they came to about, around $1,100. So we went and took all my junk jewelry and went down to a place, and guess how much we got? $1,100.03.
Wow!
If that is not the most perfect, I mean, God is just so faithful. There's nothing that he can not do for you if you just believe and be faithful to him.
Amen.
That's all he wants from us.
Well, what great news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you do a good deed, you clean up, you do something, and Sally, you were just wanting to get noticed.
I just wanted a little extra credit for the work I had done.
An atta girl. Yeah, she'd done some spree cleaning. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Mike is with us. You're calling about that?
Well, I have a really funny story that just happened this past weekend on Easter.
Okay.
We had some guests coming over that had never been to our house before, and my wife was really picky and worried about everything being perfect. I mean, she's got me rubbing, cupboards and drawers and knobs and everything.
I love her already.
I went and texted the guy before he got here and told him, when you walk into our kitchen, do me a favor and look at those cupboards and go, wow, how did you get those so clean? How are those knobs so shiny? It's so made her day. Like, she thought somebody really noticed.
You are brilliant.
A very smart man that paid off dividends down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did, and it was hilarious, but now I'm going to have to do it every time somebody comes over, because now she's going to expect it. So.
You'll have to text him ahead of time. Hey, mention how awesome the carpet looks. Be funny if in the text he creates, I'll give you an audible cue when we get into this room. Oh, yeah, Steve, what were you going to say? Oh, I can't believe how beautiful.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.